The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Challenge the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. I'm going to challenge her. Ken Kessler, I'm going to challenge him. McFadden, were he to be here, I would challenge him. Actually, what we're going to do on the program an hour from now, I'm going to be standing out in front of the pasture where the cows are.
We're putting you out to pasture finally.
Putting me out to pasture. I'm going to have a gallon. Well, actually, it's a 5-gallon pail filled with milk from my cows on my dairy farm.
It's got to be iced, too.
It's going to be iced milk, and I am going to pour the milk on me. Now, Kenny, run through the people who have done this already. You can't trip over anything in social media or even television in the past week or so without seeing somebody that's got a bucket of ice being either thrown on them or they're administering it to them themselves. The viral side of this, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter good day, has jump-started some pretty important and generous contributions for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. So let's see here. I think they've gotten, what, $10, $12 million or more in donations so far?
It's more. I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but I think it's over 20 million now.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so we're going to have the lady who runs the ALS Association with us in the next hour, and I don't even know that they started this. How did this get started? Who came up with this idea?
Well, that was... go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not exactly sure.
It started here in Boston, I think, yeah. I do remember that, but was it radio guys or TV guys or sports guys?
No, just an ALS patient.
An ALS patient who did what? They went out and said, okay, I've got ALS. We need money to treat this. Here's a bucket of ice. I challenge Fred Smith to do the same thing. And who decides how much money is going to be pledged or requested? Where does that come from?
It's probably wherever it started. It's $10 if you pour whatever over your head,
yeah.
Or it's $100 if someone $10.
Is it $10 from the person who does it? Is that basically? So let's say I saw my friend Jim Troha do it on his campus at Juniata in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Does he automatically give $10? Is that what the
suggestion is? If someone nominates you to do it, and uh-huh. If you do the challenge and you put the bucket over your head,
right.
Then you donate $10. If you don't do it and someone calls you out, then you donate $100.
Ah, all right. So. When this happens in an hour from now, I'm going to try to get a microphone outside.
How are you going to lift a 5-gallon bucket?
I'm not. Somebody's going to pour it on me.
One person?
What do you mean, how am I going to lift it? What do you think? I can't handle a 5-gallon bucket
of milk?
That's a lot. Want to watch? It'll be videoed. All right, we'll do that. Meredith's going to video it, and a couple of people from the farm will be here, and I'm just going to hold a microphone while I'm pouring it on me. And then what happens after that? Then I'm covered with milk.
then you have to remember that you're being recorded, so you don't say things.
Don't say things.
Oh, my God! Yes.
And right. Then we dump the tar and feathers, and it's a fun day.
Perfect. All right, so then I'm supposed to challenge people Three people. Bill Bennett, Don Imus, and who else? I only three? Why can't I challenge more than three?
You can challenge as many people as you
want. I would challenge Bill Bennett, Don Imus, and Mancow.
Yeah, Mancow would do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other two would.
Well, at least they'll each. Or I would challenge Warren Shaw, who has a dairy like mine. A couple of other dairy farmers around here do the same thing. But I would do more than
I think the biggest bang for your buck would be radio people.
Yeah, probably. All right, so maybe what we should do is take a suggestion or two from the people who are listening to the radio program. After all, you're the beneficiaries of whatever foolishness goes on here by listening to it. 888-302-3684. What or who, I guess maybe who do you want to have me challenge? All right. Lurie would be a good one. And Mary Lynn, maybe, who's Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Who haven't done it already. I doubt that she'd do it.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I know,
everybody's doing it now.
Right, okay. Yeah, all right. So those, but we it's only supposed to be three then. Is that it?
Or what about Tony Orlando? That'd be a fun one.
Tony Orlando would be a good one. Stephen Baldwin would be a, I mean, you can come up with any number of people. How many people on the Today Show, for example, have done it? Or on Good Morning America? Or the stiff CBS Morning News? Can you imagine Charlie Rose dumping a bucket of ice milk on his head?
No.
I don't think so.
Again, you might get reanimated and lose the desired effect.
Well, but that's another thing. How about, who would it be? For example, I challenge McFadden. Has McFadden done
well,
it?
Well, Rich and I have been challenged. That's how we've been challenged with us. By one of our listener friends, Heidi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how come nobody says, anybody challenged me? I don't even know if somebody's challenged me.
Well, Heidi wanted to challenge you, but she didn't think you would do it. So that's why Rich and I have passed on our challenge to you.
Really? So that's how this gets started.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, pretty
so
much.
When we're recording this, when we're doing that, it won't take long for the video to get uploaded. So probably within, what, Kenny, 15 minutes of us doing it, you'll get the video and then you just uplink it. Is that how that works?
Yeah, basically.
On Facebook. Put it on the farm Facebook page, too. So put it on the farm Facebook page, easleyfarm.com or facebook.com/easleyfarm, EASTLEIGH, and the Good Day program. So it should get some viral connection through that, right? People want to see that? Yeah, all right.
I'm sure everybody will want to see.
Not everybody, but let's... it's a different sort of thing. All right, so, Michael, because apparently my device here... Let me try one little quickie here to see. Ah, there's John. Let me see if I can make this work over here. Pardon me, John, while I use the tools of my trade.
Cool, while we transfer your phone.
Yeah, right. All right, John's in northern Minnesota. Hi, John.
Yeah, I don't know who you should pour it on, but you should at least do it in the garden where it'll benefit the plants.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I have microphone cord enough to get out there. So if I get it, I'll do it in front of the... What we'll do is we'll call the cows down. The cows will be in the background right on the fence. The fence is about 45 yards away from the front door. So I'll do it out front and have the cows in the background. How's that for a deal?
Yeah,
Who do you think I should challenge?
Well, one of your workers.
One of my coworkers here on the program?
Yeah, one of your workers on the program, yeah.
Well,
which one?
Which one do you want to be challenged?
Jennifer.
Jennifer!
Oh, man!
Ta-da-ta-da! Yes, all right. Well, we'll see if we can manage to make that work. All right, John, thank you. 888.
Yeah,
and you
thanks
as well.
Thanks a lot,
thanks.
John.
Maybe, John, you should do this, too. 888-302-3684. Mary is in Sharon Springs, New York. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Doug. How are you today?
You know who we should challenge?
Who?
We should challenge Jim McFadden.
Who's Jim McFadden?
Jim McFadden runs a large tractor dealership in Sharon Springs. Mary, you know where he is on Route 20, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to go over there and challenge him? What do you think he would do? You think he'd do it or not?
I bet he would. He's a good egg.
Yeah, he's...
he is.
He actually is a pretty good egg. Yeah, not a bad guy. All right. So, Mary, and did you... Oh, you actually suggested that. I'm looking at who you suggested. Yeah, McFadden would be a good one. All right. So, go over there. Tell him that you're challenging him or I'm challenging him. How's that?
Okay, I'll say you're challenging him.
Yeah, you can tell him I'm challenging
good
him.
Good idea. That's
all right,
you.
You can go to my Facebook page and go to the Facebook page and see how we've done that. All right?
Oh, I don't know how to do Facebook.
No, you don't have to do it. You don't have to. Just tell him to go to my Facebook page. He'll figure it out.
Oh, tell him to go there.
Tell him
Facebook.
To go there, yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Just be sure.
All right, thank you. 888-302-3684. Angie is in where are you? Deer Island? Maryland?
Deer Island, Maryland.
All right, Angie, how are you doing today?
Doing good.
That's good. Nice to hear that you're doing good, and you'll do good and well, perhaps, as well. Well and good.
Okay.
All right, so who do you think I should challenge?
Well, I thought, how about anybody who watches the video of you doing it is automatically challenged.
Oh, that'd be tricky. It's kind of like saying when you have three wishes that you want 1,000 more wishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
All right, who's taking notes, Jennifer? You're the girl. Are you taking notes here?
Sure.
As to who's being challenged. All right, so anybody and everybody, but some of these specifically are kind of cool. Thank you, Angie. Cornelius is in Alexandria, Louisiana. Who do you think I should challenge?
Oh, you got to challenge our Saints. Drew Brees, who that going to beat them Saints?
Oh, yeah, Drew Brees
right,
from the Saints.
Okay, there's somebody we can challenge. All right, so who should be challenged? 888-302-3684. The ALS Challenge, the Ice Bucket Challenge, Ice Milk. There's nobody else who's done that yet. Ice milk poured on the Dougster in the next hour. It's 17 after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got a comic book for 50 cents. So cool. School group for 79 cents. Way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got comic books for 50 cents, school glue for 39 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out the map. It was Boston.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
We said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Not much time here, and I don't want to give much time to the killing grizzly video showing these militants in Iraq beheading James Foley, who is a news person kidnapped a couple of years ago in Syria. When I found out about this, I thought to myself, every one of these bastards needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Now, and whether we do it or somebody else does it, I don't want to get involved.
They just don't care. They don't care about human life.
No, they don't. So they need to be eliminated. They need to be eliminated as soon as possible. All these people, get rid of them like they're just like flies. Swat them. Get rid of them. 21 after the hour.
good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In a row during the late summer of 1977, the Emotions topping the pop charts with The Best of My Love. Crank it up, Michael. Median age of our country. You want to take a guess at what the median age, Jennifer, is of the country?
About 49.
Too high. Kenny, you want to take a guess?
37.
37 is too high. 34.
Really?
The median age.
Getting down those numbers.
Yeah, got to slow that down a little bit. This is the best example I can come up with today of a great sound, the mid to late 70s, and groups like the Emotions that were able to capture kind of the emotion of the music. This was a time in our country when things felt pretty good. It was after, 10 years after Woodstock, and things were on the upsurge. And then all of a sudden, when Jimmy Carter became president, which was 77, yeah, we're... mid-70s. When after Nixon got out and when Gerald Ford was president, I don't know, he didn't get reelected mostly because he pardoned Richard Nixon, which is kind of too bad because I think he would have been a fairly very decent human being. If he were alive, I'd issue the challenge to him, the ice milk bucket challenge. How about that? Should we do that? How about we issue the challenge to Bill Clinton? How about Hillary Clinton? What do you think? Dennis Kucinich? That'd be a good one. I like Dennis. All right, anyway, we'll keep that thing working. Meanwhile, the tradition here in this portion of the program is to bring you some of the good moments from the monologues, if we can find them. Harder and harder to find these days. But we'll see what our sources have come up with. Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien, and David Letterman here.
Of course, the big story continues to be the situation in Ferguson, and it just came out that Missouri Governor Jay Nixon apparently sent the National Guard to Ferguson without letting the White House know first. When he heard that he was left out of such an important decision, Obama said, "Holy crap, I've been Bidened." I mean,
analyze
analysts say that President Obama has been ignoring Hillary Clinton's advice for years. Yeah, which is why we've yet to see him in a pantsuit.
I don't know, did they decide whether Johnny Manziel is going to be the starting quarterback? He's Johnny Football, you know, right, Johnny, yeah. Johnny Football. Yeah. And I saw him play last night. I think they ought to change his name to Johnny Bench. And then toward the end of the game, he gave Washington the finger. And coincidentally, that's Barack Obama's exit strategy for Washington.
Speaking of a strategy, how many customers of Land's End shocked when the company, which is known for their fairly conservative wear, sent their customers a free edition of GQ? The magazine was meant as a gift. The plan backfired when customers labeled the cover featuring model Emily Ratajkowski of Blurred Lines fame pornographic. Cover showed a nearly naked Ratajkowski wearing nothing but a black bikini bottom.
Yeah, they didn't know their customer base. They're all like, you know, family ladies.
Well, Land's End is like Lane Bryant, right, for older, bigger women?
No, it's for it's families. They have kids, is it, men.
Is it like
it's everybody.
Call it up in Maine? What's the name of that?
It's almost like a nicer Old Navy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And more conservative Old Navy.
Emily Ratajkowski is not exactly
right.
Who would spread the word well for them.
Right.
Who am I thinking of in Maine? Come on, Michael.
L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean, there you go.
Is it L.L. Bean or Abercrombie and Fitch, something like that, although they've become...
No, Abercrombie is for young people.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Thank you, Jennifer, for clarifying that. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, what do you think about the controversy of allowing two doctors infected with Ebola to come back to the U.S. for treatment?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch smuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. As a result of an outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, two Americans got infected and were flown to the United States for treatment. In light of a public outcry, was this the right move?
Hysteria certainly sells newspapers and takes up commercial time. I think that the media's reaction has been irresponsible. We do have a crisis in Western Africa that we, the United States, and the world community need to address. But these are two Americans. We have the facilities, we have the transportation mechanisms to bring them safely home and to put them in a position where they can be taken care of. So this, oh, is it mutating? Is it this? They don't know. They're speculating. And on something this serious, I think that's irresponsible. I
absolutely agree with Ron. Yeah, they're Americans. And any other contagious diseases that Americans contract overseas, we don't want to bring them home? Ann Coulter, any of you? You know, come on. They're Americans. They're sick. We need to bring them home.
Remind us what Ann Coulter did in fact say.
Well, I would have to paraphrase, but basically it was just that, you know, why is this guy going over there and taking care of all these Africans anyway, where he could stay home and take care of Americans instead and then not pick up a terrible disease that he's then going to drag back to America, something like that.
This disease is infectious, but not contagious, and there is a difference. I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866- 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Challenge in the next half hour of the program. I will take the challenge. I will make the challenge using ice milk. A 5-gallon bucket of milk from my cows.
A lot of milk
is being delivered in the next half hour, and I will stand in front of a camera. Hopefully, I have somebody holding a microphone so you can hear what's going on. Hopefully, it won't be so cold that I'll say something that'll have to be bleeped by Michael. So let's see how that all works. If you have an idea, somebody you want me to challenge, Jennifer's keeping track of all of the suggestions. She's taking notes. 888-302-3684. Kenny tells me I'm only supposed to issue the challenge to three people.
Although
I already figured out I would do it to the other three morning guys that are.
I have seen a lot of people issuing it to more than three.
Yeah. Right, well, we'll come up with.
So if you really wanted to, you
I won't have headsets on for obvious reasons, but somebody will hold the microphone close enough so they'll be able to hear, hopefully. But we'll get on a video and do something with it to hopefully continue the message. Then after that, we'll have the lady on who runs the ALS Association. I'm not sure how. If I'm coming with milk, I'm going to have to run to the shower, Kenny.
Pretty quickly. It's a little sweet, right? A little
sugary. Yeah, well, it'll just be. Yeah, I mean, it'll just stick. I have to wash it off somehow or other.
Hose yourself or jump in the pool.
Yeah, the pool's a little chilly this time
of day. Okay, you're dumping ice over your head. Who cares?
I know. It'll be a quick thing. The pain won't last that long.
I've seen actually a lot of people jump into the pool right after they've done it. Ben Affleck did it. Zoe Saldana tried to do it yesterday.
Yeah, they're in California where the temperature is 90 degrees and the water is 90 degrees.
Right, there you go. And they jump in to warm up.
Right.
All right, let's focus on what happened last night in Ferguson, Missouri. It appeared that there was going to be calm, but as midnight approached, peaceful demonstration concluded. There was yet another fresh wave of confrontation. The tension came just a few hours before St. Louis County grand jury considering evidence in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Kenny, you had an interesting observation yesterday based on several different pieces of this. Do you want to explain, as the people in Ferguson call for calm, people trying to figure out who the bad guy is and all of this, there's a new angle, if you'll pardon the pun, on the shooting and where this Michael Brown must have been, according to some, was this a forensics, somebody studying?
Oh, from the autopsy, from the first autopsy?
Yeah, autopsy, yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, the guy who did the first autopsy said that one of the shots that had been fired in his arm or grazed his arm, the angle of it indicated that either Michael Brown was facing the other way or he was facing the shooter with his arms up.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's the only way that could have made
now, who
that
said this
impact
again?
On his arm. It was, I don't know the doctor's name, but it was whoever did that first autopsy over the weekend.
That was the private one, or was that they're doing three sets of autopsies, which
the family hired somebody to do it. I do not believe that was the one that Kenny's talking about.
So this would be one state or somebody else hired, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is concluded from that, Kenny?
Well, it doesn't say how the other five shots happened, or at least five shots, but that either this officer fired at him while his back was to the officer, or that Michael Brown had his hands up, and the officer still felt the need to shoot at him.
Hmm. Well, no matter what, this has not been handled well by anybody. It hasn't been handled well by the locals, by the state, by the feds. Just not been handled well. We've shown a really weak side and underbelly of our country.
Although I do think think about how long it takes. It shouldn't. I'm not defending it, but think about how long it takes for something to go to trial. I mean, you have this already going into the hands of grand jury today to see if there's going to be an indictment. That's pretty fast. So, I mean, obviously, I think people are responding to the protesters wanting something
it's
swift
about time.
And speedy.
Mm-hmm. It's about time. I mean, this sort of thing is a blight on this town, on the state, on the country. It shows how immature we are, how the lack of thinking on the part of people who are supposed to be adults. Last night, what started it, apparently a water bottle was thrown at the police sort of at the end, and then they charged the protesters. There was no tear gas fired. There wasn't the heavy-handed response. And that's that's me saying heavy-handed. I think that's what's been going on. I think the police have handled this horribly. And I think that for the protesters who were there, there have been 40-some-odd arrests, I think, including the same guy. He's been arrested like three times or something. Didn't I see that somewhere? I'm looking now at the overview. 93% of those who have been arrested there don't live there. 27% of them aren't even residents of Missouri. So these damn troublemakers have come in from outside just to stir the pot and be jerks. And so they deserve to be arrested. They ought to stay in jail. There was another incident 4 miles away from Ferguson where a police officer is dead. There was some kind of shooting, some guy with a knife, and it had nothing to do with this, but yet there's tension all over the place there. And so what are people going to, what are they going to do?
And I think the best point is that these people that are out there that you see in the news coverage aren't even the people that live there.
That's what I'm saying. They're these people that come in from outside. 47 arrests were made last night in Ferguson. They threw urine at police officers. Come on, what the hell do you think is going to happen? What is that all about? Let's see here. One person has been arrested from Austin, Texas, three times. What is that person doing there? Why would that person go to get him or herself involved? It doesn't say whether it's a man or a woman. So what should they do? I mean, at this point, this has become a circus.
Mm-hmm.
It is a circus. And it's shameful. Another interesting stat, the FBI, in sort of, I don't know whether it's in concert with this or sort of coincidental, there's a report from the FBI that shows that a white police officer killed a black person nearly two times a week in the U.S. over the last 7 years. Want me to repeat that?
Okay.
The FBI report that was issued, I think, yesterday or the day before, or maybe late last week, shows that a white police officer killed a black person nearly two times a week during the last 7 years.
18%, I don't know if that's meaningful to me.
It goes, well, it's 18% of the African Americans killed during the 7 years were under 21, compared to 8% of whites.
You don't know what the situations are. You know, here's
the deal. It's a stat. That's all it is.
It's a stat, but it can be, it can just add fuel to the fire that's already burning.
Well,
so bright.
But I think there is, I think it has value or relevance to the discussion
it
that
does.
We're having
so
about black and white relationships and police and that
Why
kind
are we,
of stuff.
Let's uplift the black community then to go into law enforcement, because I think right now you're looking at a numbers game. There are probably more white cops than there are black cops. Obviously, you know, in Ferguson, that's true. There are only three black cops. So if this is something where we think it's, you know, if we want to continue to put into that black versus white scenario, then maybe we need to start trying to get more, maybe we need to recruit black people to become members of law enforcement, to become members of that establishment.
Well, wasn't that, would then you be criticized, or whoever did it be criticized for approaching it the way education was approached? You have to have X number of blacks?
I think so. I mean,
do you think that's the way we need to handle it? Is that it?
No, I'm never a fan of affirmative action. What I'm saying is you recruit maybe from those communities saying, okay, if you guys want to make a difference, if you aren't happy with these numbers, if you feel like there's some kind of thing that's out to get your neighbors, then mm-hmm. join the force and see for yourself. See what's going on.
Mm. All right. It's breathtaking, and not in the most positive way, to see how this whole thing is working. It's 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Ken. Jennifer drinking BuzzBox coffee.
Right now.
BuzzBox coffee. If you drink flavored coffees like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and others, do you realize you're actually drinking a smorgasbord of chemicals? The coffee flavoring is actually a chemical. And I'm looking at this story about Irish cream flavor, for example, has things like formaldehyde, acetate, dimethylene, ethyl alcohol. Huh?
I prefer Lucy alcohol, actually.
Well, if you're a drinker of coffee, don't you wonder what type of coffee needs to be flavored? The beans that are left over, the stuff that you wouldn't drink without strong chemicals tricking your taste buds. Most flavored coffees are just that. They are highly acidic, bitter. Coffee beans are used by the coffee companies because it's cheap. They want you to have cheap. That's why, I mean, Starbucks is an amazingly profitable outfit because they charge so much for basically stuff that's not that cool. At least not in comparison to BuzzBox coffee. The BuzzBox coffee that Jennifer's drinking will release the power of 800 naturally occurring compounds. It's really, for example, wine, which Jennifer knows a lot about, has 200 flavor compounds. Good coffee, like the BuzzBox coffee, has 800. That's pretty cool.
Gosh, between the coffee and the wine, I'm going to be in great shape.
You are going to be.
Score.
BuzzBox Roast. Strong, nutty flavors will knock your socks off. Right now, you can try BuzzBox coffee free by calling 866-456-7805 or going to DougSteffen.com. Look for the orange box and click on that and sign up for your first pound of BuzzBox coffee free, free, free. Taste the difference. Make the difference. Experience the taste, the quality. You'll love what you're tasting, and I know you'll love what you're thinking afterwards. I want to have more of this BuzzBox coffee. 866-456-7805 or sign up for it free at DougSteffen.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like, sounds good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Many physicians will tell you you need more quality fish oil in your system, and the best is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It's 16 times better than krill oil. It's been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote your heart health. Omax 3 Ultra Pure delivers more than 91% pure omega-3 content each time you take one. Take one every day. It'll sharpen your mind, your mood, your memory. It's ranked the best omega-3 to stop inflammation as well. Other brands have only 30 to 60% omega-3. Omax 3 Ultra Pure has nearly 100%. As a matter of fact, the makers are so confident that you'll see and feel the amazing benefits of it, they're willing to send you the first 30-day supply free. You just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918 for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Or go to Doug4Omax3.com. That's Doug, the number 4, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
All right, we're making the arrangements now. The milk is flowing. It's on its way. All right. Here's a very interesting reality. In Africa, there was a study released yesterday finding that poachers killed 100,000 elephants in the last couple of years. Now, I didn't think there were that many. I thought they were almost endangered. There are different types of elephants, but can they survive if poachers are killing them at this rate? 100,000, a huge spike.
Huge number.
In the death rate of the largest mammals on the planet. Increased demand for ivory in China. Hmm. They're the bad guys once again.
Fortunately, they need the ivory to keep living. That's...
Right, really?
Well, why? You can't, because the way they do it, they just rip it off of them.
They're they just shoot them and they... they just shoot them and pull it off. So most of the this was some of the data is coming from Kenya. Actually, some of it's coming from the area where the Ebola virus is a problem. But this is illegal. It's illegal to kill these elephants, and so most of the elephants that have died over the last couple of years, 65% of them have been killed. And the ivory, and they just leave. You're right.
Just leave them there on the ground.
Leave them on the ground.
Take what they need and go.
Right. Yep. They're willing. It's so valuable. People are willing to pay so much for it that it's worth the risk because it's clearly illegal. And there are clearly very stiff penalties for doing it. But that doesn't seem to make it doesn't make a difference. Whether the demand for ivory is unsustainable or not, the value of it at the moment, it makes it it's one of the, it's like diamonds and stuff like that. People do anything. It killed other people to get this stuff. Oof. 51 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The essence of what we do here in Tech Talk Time focuses, as we get started, on some information that comes from our tech reporter, Shelley Palmer, known far and wide as an expert. Some people say he's the expert when it comes to covering all of the various technological bases, whether it's real tech. There's such a thing as tech, right? Then there's general tech.
Mm-hmm.
There's easy tech.
There's AP tech.
There's AP tech. So today, Shelley Palmer.
For dummies.
Yes, that's exactly what we need here. Shelley talks with you about a new smartphone. This is a virtual personal assistant. Smartphone virtual personal assistant that's even better than Siri. Siri will say, oh, okay, Siri, am I a dummy or not? Let me check that out on the World Wide Web.
I prefer not to answer that.
That's right. That's personal.
Exactly. All right. So we'll get that story in just a moment here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection.
inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. If you think Siri is great, wait till you get hold of Viv. Developed by the creative team behind Siri, Viv blows Siri out of the water. While Siri is limited to tasks Apple wants it to do, Viv can teach itself and break down commands or questions into individual parts. Figure everything out, then respond. Say your brother invites you over for dinner and you want to pick up a bottle of inexpensive wine that pairs well with Italian food. Viv will use your contacts to find out who your brother is and where he lives. Then map a route to your brother's house and find a nearby liquor store. Next, Viv will look up lasagna to find the right kind of wine to pair with it, then give you a list of wines sorted by price that you can grab on your way. Viv is not tied to a particular platform and isn't ready for public use, but it's coming soon, and it has the potential to completely change the way we use our smartphones. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through September 2nd, can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A lot of neighborhoods and homes along the East Coast were underwater last week after that historic rainfall. Thousands of cars were flooded, leaving a lot of motorists wondering if their cars were actually total or are they salvageable. Brian Osage has more on what car owners' first steps ought to be after a flood like that.
The storm has passed and the waters may have receded, but that does not mean your vehicle is in the clear. GM's James Bell says there are a few things to check out if your car was fully or partially submerged in flood water.
Don't try starting your car until you have a technician perform a thorough inspection and cleaning. After all, flooded cars' engine, transmission, fuel, power steering, brakes, you name it, all are very vulnerable to premature failure.
But there are a few things you can do in the meantime to see if your car has sustained any damage.
Check your oil indicator. If that level is too high, it could mean that there's water left over in the engine, which could lead to severe damage. You should also check the instrument panel and make sure that all the other gauges are working properly.
Bell says to figure out how long your vehicle was submerged and the type of water it was in.
The shorter the time that the car's been exposed, the greater chance that you won't have trouble down the road. And don't forget the fresh water causes far less damage than salt water.
For more information, go to GM.com.
Hi, don't forget the ALS Challenge. Interesting story about the association and how highly rated they are as a charity, a lot higher than the Red Cross. Check that out in the stories that are in the What's New at Doug Steffen department. What's new at Doug Steffen? What's new today? What's going on today with you? 59 after.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.